Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
I'm so thrilled to have my guest, Jeannie McMurray, on the call with me today. She's a certified essential oils coach, accredited by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, a certified aroma touch instructor by Dr. David K. Hill, and a blue diamond in doTERRA. Welcome to the call, Jeannie.
Oh, Pat, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, I am very excited to have our listeners learn all about you, too. So let's go ahead and get started. Why don't you just give me a little bit of information about what it is that you do, and then more importantly, why it's important to you to do that.
Okay. Well, I do doTERRA essential oils. What I do is really I help empower and encourage people to take health into their own hands. And what I do is I go ahead and teach them kind of to go to the root cause. So let's say if someone had a headache, for instance, well, why? Are they getting stressed? Do they have eyesight issues? Are their hormones out of balance? Different things like that, because so many people have just lost so much hope and they've tried it all and nothing works. And that's where essential oils can kind of come in and penetrate through the cell membrane to help with that.
Why is this the business that you've chosen to put your talents to? Is there a health reason that you, something that you overcame, or what's the reason why?
You know, I've been in the spa industry for over 25 years, and we used essential oils in the spa industry. And when I was introduced to doTERRA about 8 years ago, you know, they were the best of the best. You could eat these oils. So of course, putting them on our skin, and that's our largest organ, we didn't have reactions for our guests. So we really took that upon ourselves. But about 5.5 years ago, when I took doTERRA to the Big Island, they said it's more than just for spots, for medicinal purposes. And of course, I was raised on a farm. My parents raised us to help anyone and everyone and all our neighbors. And so I just took it upon myself that I just want to help people. And so I just started testing it on everyone and trying to help them, which is really powerful.
So you mentioned the Big Island. Were you living in Hawaii? Did you grow up in Hawaii?
I grew up in Nebraska, but as of 90, I went to Hawaii back and forth, lived in Vegas for years, and then back to Hawaii again, and now back in Nebraska.
Okay. All right. What brought you back to Nebraska?
You know, we came to visit my son and I. We came to visit my parents, and we were just going to the little fair down in town, and I looked at my son and said, Briley, should we just put everything in storage in Hawaii and come here and grow Grandma and Papa's doTERRA team to help them out financially? Because they're retired, but their income's only like $1,500 a month for retirement, and that's nothing to live on. And so my son said, yes, I've never lived in Nebraska. So we were only planning on doing it 9 months. However, 3 years later, he loves it and doesn't want to move back. He wants to visit Hawaii several times a year, but he doesn't want to move back yet.
Yeah. Okay, so you started because your parents were already doing it, or are they the ones that introduced you, or did you introduce them?
No, I kind of introduced them. I was introduced at Bellagio with my friend who had quit her job to do doTERRA.
Okay.
But no, just I wanted to help them out financially, so I started building their team.
Okay, great. So what level are you in doTERRA?
I am blue diamond.
What does that mean?
So the highest level up is presidential. Blue diamond is right underneath them.
Okay. And do you do anything else along with this, or is this your main revenue stream?
This is my main job.
Okay, awesome. That's very good. I love those kind of success stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me what it is about doTERRA that's so appealing to you.
Well, they're above organic grade. That means like if you had an organic farm here and one with pesticides and chemicals here, you could still have cross-contamination, where these are above organic grade. Hospitals are taking it on. Scientists have rediscovered that these essential oils work. And so now we have a lot of hospitals, and you'll be seeing a lot more of it, that they will be wanting to incorporate this as a natural alternative to give options now.
Yeah, right.
Mankind's first medicine.
Yeah. So it's like an alternative therapy.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what were you doing in the spa industry?
The last part I was doing facials, but I'm also trained in hair and makeup and different things like that. But I was doing mainly facials and body treatments.
Yeah. Okay.
In Vegas. Yes.
Fantastic. Good. So what's your vision for growing your business then?
Well, I just want to help everyone, every single person, no matter what they want, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, occupationally, or even if they need that spiritual connection with each other to really help uplift them. There's so many people that live every single day life that have lost their goals and dreams. And I just want to bond people again and to make it how it used to be and socialize and to be one.
Yeah. And so how do you help people tap back into what their goals and dreams are?
Seeing the beauty in them. Every single one of us have talents. God's given us each beautiful gifts, but sometimes we forget what our gifts are. So it's just to uplift them and remind them who they really are.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's really hard to grow to the level that you're at inside a multi-level marketing company. Why do you think that you've been able to do it and be successful?
Well, when I got divorced several years ago, I had left Vegas, where I was one of the top in Vegas, getting paid very well, left to mend my marriage and moved to Hawaii to do that and started a couple other companies. You know, I had to start from scratch. I got divorced. And so it was either go back to the spa industry and work 10 to 12 hour days and have someone else raise my son as a single mom, or go all in doTERRA, because every single one of my upline made anywhere from $30,000 to $300,000 a month. Mm. These oils work. And I knew that no matter what, I'm helping people, and I know that I would be successful.
Mm-hmm. And you were.
Yes, absolutely.
And so how did you get started from ground zero? Did you find the right person to be under in that company?
I think God places us in the right position where we need to be. My friend at Bellagio, she's the one who had said, you need to take, when I was opening up my Konecus line, you need to use the oils and use that as a business. And I kept on telling her, nope. When I was introducing it to people to find out if it really did work medicinally and not just in the books, everyone on my upline kept on saying, Jeannie, you're a business builder. You're signing up all these people. I said, no, we're just helping, you know. So, not listening to them until I got divorced, because they said I would have been double presidential diamond making over $100,000 a month if I would have listened to them. But, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yep. So is that your goal? Was that your vision to get to that level?
Now, absolutely, because you get to help more people. I think I had a money block back in the day where we were taught, you know, that, no, you give. You just give. And so I didn't feel worthy enough that I would have money. But I really do get to help more people. So I really want to succeed at that.
Yeah. So what are you doing? What are the steps that you're taking now to grow to that level?
Just helping people. Just introducing the oils, education, hands-on training, and loving them. I mean, I'm known for love. Love and light, just to be accepted and not judge people.
Yeah. That's fantastic. One thing that I always ask everybody on this call are, what are some traits? Like when you're out talking to people and maybe you are intending to find another business builder for your organization, what are some traits? Three. I always ask people to give me three top traits of people that when you meet somebody who has these, you know for sure that they will soar to success. So what would you say those three are?
Well, number one, they have to have heart, because if they're not willing to help others, whether they get money back or not, then I don't think that they'll succeed as much as they want to. Mm-hmm. Second, I probably, belief, that passion to really succeed, that belief that they can do it. They really can. Like, don't stop when there's roadblocks. You have to block through them, because when there's roadblocks, that's the next step to success. So you just have to get through it. And that motivation to just do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, is there anything else that you think that our listeners need to hear from you?
Well, I definitely think people need to have a why in life and a passion and a goal. I mean, we always need to set new goals, you know, just to live and to be vibrant again.
Yeah. So Jeannie, tell us how people can get in touch with you.
Well, I have an email that's called mcmurrybiz@gmail.com. So that's mcmurrybiz@gmail.com. And they can get a hold of me there.
Okay, good. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on this call with me. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be an exciting journey.
Yeah, excellent. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.